So anyway, welcome to our new Blade Runner 2049 review. We're talking about the new Blade Runner film.
I didn't know.
Blade Runner 2049.
I wore my Shining shirt.
Well, Sam Slade, we're very topical and we're on top of movies that come out, so we needed to review all of the top grossing movies that come out. Like Blade Runner.
That's very sad. It's very sad.
It is really sad. Yeah. That movie should be making more money than it is.
Doesn't it look like a cool sci-fi action movie to the public, like, in general?
A lot of people are saying that it's going to make money in China.
It's not going to make money in China.
Well, no, because it's very visually...
There's a black person in it.
It's very visually heavy, and apparently those are the movies that do good in...
It's visually heavy, but not loud heavy. Like, yeah. It's very quiet, visually heavy.
So anyway, welcome to the newest creepy... Oh, shit, I fucked it up. Spooky of the week. Creepy of the week is the...
Starring Spooky Mookie.
No, all right, it's Uncle Mickey's Spooky of the Meek. Spooky of the Week.
Spooky of the Week.
And then Uncle Mookie's Creepy of the Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they got.
That'll be in November.
That. Anyway.
We'll only watch Thanksgiving movies.
It's time for this new video where we're talking about It Follows. It is an entity.
No, it's called It Entity.
Enemy.
It's called The Thing.
Let's watch Enemy.
It's called John Carpenter's The Thing.
So, Kevin, you recommended It Entity.
You recommended The Entity.
I did recommend The Entity.
I kept thinking it was called The Gate for the longest time.
The Gate?
Yeah, because, like, there's a movie called The Gate, and it's like came out around the same time, and, like, The Entity, The Gate, like, it's just two words, like, the ominous second word, you know? Mm-hmm. And as I was watching, I was like, The Gate.
It's like, ah, The Gate, and then it ended and said The Entity. Right.
The Entity.
What...
Well, anyway, besides Sam Slade thinking that one weird niche horror movie is another niche horror movie.
Both about paranormal stuff.
What did you guys think of The Entity?
I thought it was okay.
Well, for me, it was kind of like a Conjuring before The Conjuring, in a way, because it was based on a true case file that's heavily debated to this day.
Which it should not be. Some light reading on that case file tells you that she's full of shit.
Yeah. I didn't do any reading. I was just like, I don't.
So
I would have done reading if... So here's the thing. Like, my main problem with the movie is how not polarizing it is. Like, they don't really at any point... Well, at least, like, once the meat of the story starts happening, they don't, like, play with the idea that it's fake.
No.
They just say, this is her side.
This is her... This is the movie. This is real. She's really getting raped by... So let's get into the plot. Well, no, actually, Kevin, why did you suggest it? Sorry.
It's okay. Well, I suggested it because I saw it earlier this year, and it brought the whole case file and everything, and I just thought it was interesting, and I thought the...
it is interesting.
I thought the whole, just, like all the, you know, the heightened scare scenes were really hard-hitting and effective and memorable to me. So I just thought it would be a old niche one that we could tackle this week, so yeah.
So Sam Slade, first impressions, what did you think going into it?
Going into it, I was like, I like the soundtrack. This is pretty cool.
Well, it only has one song that it plays every time something happens.
No, they have the other entity song. They have the other, like, whenever, like, something really weird is happening, they have, like, another cool theme.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, a bass theme that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That plays over the credits also.
Well, yeah, it goes like this. It goes bum bum.
I wish. No, but so the soundtrack overall is pretty good. That's what, like, one of my first impressions. And then, like, it gets right into the plot pretty quickly. Like,
yes.
Like within the first, like, 5 minutes, she's raped by a demon.
It's time.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, well, at least it's getting going.
That was definitely one of my favorite parts. Is that when it started? I didn't realize she was getting raped at first. I actually completely forgot that that's what Kevin said that it was about, even though I edited the video.
This always happens.
I thought she was just being bounced on
the head. Well, no, I was just like, I was just like, oh, she's getting, like, I thought she was just being suffocated or something. And then later she was like, I was getting raped, and I was like, oh, that's why it showed her legs. but it goes to a problem that I think I have with the movie is in that I don't think that scene really, sells how, like, terrifying that should, like,
they,
that
they should
event
have,
should be.
Because they have way better demon rape scenes later on. Like, there's at least 8 demon rape scenes,
oh, yeah,
I'd say, in this
there's
movie.
There's several.
There's a lot.
They just happen.
They happen all the time. And there's way, like, more, like, intense ones later on, and that one's very, like,
And it's not, I'm not saying that the first one should be the most intense. I just felt like the first one should have been more intense to grasp me.
Well, this is what I think it was. Where I think they started out where they're like playing with the idea that it's like, is it just in her head or is it not? And then about 45 minutes in, they're like, no, screw it. It's all real.
This is earlier just... than that, like, it happens, like, as soon as, like, the kid gets shocked, it's like, okay, well, it's not in her
head.
Well,
that's like 40 minutes in.
Is it 40 minutes
in? Yeah, it's
in?
Like 45 minutes in, dude.
And
then, like, the scene right after that, she's in that boardroom, and that's when it was, like, completely, like... Because the thing I was liking a lot about it, like, the first 40 minutes of it, was that every time, like, she went to the, like, to the hospital or, like, talked to anybody about it, she was doubtful about it. She's like, this is something wrong with me. This isn't a demon or whatever. This is just...
Yeah.
Like, usually the movie, like, in every movie that has something like this, it's like, no matter what, the main character's like, no, I saw it. You don't understand. But, like, for, like, a good chunk of the movie, she's like... All right, doctor, what's wrong with me? Please tell me what's wrong with me. I do not want this to keep happening. Like, this isn't, like, even though it all feels real to her, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I would say that I was okay with it as well. Like, going into it, I remembered almost nothing. I don't know if I do that on purpose at this point. I just block out anything.
I don't know. It happens, like, literally every
anything
time.
Anything anyone says about
like,
the movie,
wait,
I just
wait,
forgot.
Wait, this is a scary movie? What the fuck? Kevin, why didn't you say anything?
But, yeah, so, like, the way it opened up, I was very ungrasped by it. But I think I got a little bit more grasped towards the boardroom scene. I thought was really interesting. Like, I liked the idea of them playing around with it. And that's around the time where I decided to look up what happened. But I want to get more into that later.
Yeah.
We can spoil it. Like, I'm not going to... We're not going to bother
think
doing
an older so here's the thing. So I don't think it's a terrible... Like, it's not like a bad movie. It's just okay, in my opinion. Like, I think its main problem is, like, a really good direction. Like, I don't think the director did very well with the source material.
Yeah.
Like, because it's interesting at the beginning for one reason where it's like, oh, she wants to solve this. It probably is something, like, because it's a movie, it's probably something supernatural, but she wants to get to the bottom of it, and it's playing both sides. And then it stops doing that, and it takes you a bit to adjust, because you're like, all right, we're just throwing all that out the window, and we're just going to take this as, like, oh, it's Poltergeist or whatever? Like,
yeah,
it's
just, yeah, it did kind of turn into
Poltergeist. So, and then it turns into that, and then you're like, okay. And then it doesn't take till the last, like, 20 minutes or so for you to even be on board with that.
Which is kind of sad, because if they had stuck... well, I mean, there are parts that they changed from the true occurrence that were kind of good changes. I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense for drama's sake and for this and for that.
Yeah, because it was supposedly three Asian men that did it in the real life story.
And
she
then
specified
we can't,
the race.
We cannot have
we
those.
Can, no, that's not good. It's the 80s.
Guys, we can't do that.
but then there were some things that they did change that I'm like, well, I don't think that's as interesting. Like, I think it would have been more interesting because, like, if they had stuck to... the facts of the case file, like, it would have been more like the first half of it, you know, where it would have been more, and if they had kept that up for most of the movie, you know, until maybe like one scene, it would have been great. But I feel like because they're like, okay, well, we need to make this into an 80s movie because people want to see an 80s spooky movie, so they kind of added a little extra oomph at the end to kind of,
well, like I was saying,
make it more of a movie
like
than
I was
a true story.
Opening,
it's more inspired by a true story by the end than it was an actual true story by the end.
Like I was saying with the opening, is it doesn't show you enough to really horrify you or grasp you, like, holy shit, the stakes are real. Like, it, as an example, has a really great opening where it's like, holy shit, kids can die in gruesome deaths. Stakes, I'm into this. The movie had, like, that, the scene serves a similar purpose where it's like, oh, you know, demons are real, she's getting raped, but it's not heavy-hitting enough to make you ever really scared of the demon, where
it
you're
should
like...
be a little more horrifying.
But at the same time, being raped is such a horrible thing that you're like, okay, what else is the demon gonna do? It's already raping her regularly, so it's like, what am I supposed to be scared of? And by halfway through the movie, she's pretty okay with being raped. She, like, she even has a line where she's just like, you know what, for my family, I'm just going to let them rape me. I'm going to just, you know, I'm gonna let them rape me. And it's like, okay, so that means being raped
isn't that big of a deal
to you? I
think that goes with the direction thing, is like, almost every rape scene, I just felt like it's just like anybody could have shot it that way. Like, it doesn't seem special in any way. This movie made me think of two different movies, both not horror movies, but both that had, like, similar things with it that, like, either did it better or did the same. One was a movie called The Boys from Brazil. And Boys from Brazil, like The Entity, has a really, really interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
That if you don't know anything going into it, once, like, it hits and you're like, holy crap, that's what this movie's about. It's one of the most insane things ever. And but the movie is so horribly directed that when it, like, when that comes around and you realize what's happening, it's kind of like, and this is happening. There you go. That's happening. And then you're like, all right, cool, that's happening. What are you going to do with it?
Probably nothing.
No, it's just going to be there. And it's like, what? That's awesome. This is an awesome, this could be an awesome movie, but it isn't because it just is not done well.
Yeah.
You know?
I've never heard of it.
It's got a Gregory Peck in it. He plays a Nazi scientist. A real life Nazi scientist.
Huh.
It's like, it's a weird, like, real people from the real world, but like what if they did this kind of thing story. It's really good. The story is really good, but the movie itself isn't that great. The movie itself is okay. And the second one was a movie called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's a Sam Rockwell movie. Directed by George Clooney.
George Clooney himself.
Yeah. And it's a good movie. I like it a lot. And it's this weird biopic, like this one, where it's classified as a biopic, right?
Yeah.
But it's only told from his perspective, so it's like all this stuff that he claims happened, the movie's just playing with, and it's like, there's no way this is true. Like, you're just, because it's about this guy who basically invented like game shows.
Yeah.
He like basically invented, like, it's that guy who like invented that
Johnny
idea.
Game Show.
Yeah, Johnny Game Show. But he also, in his biography, when he wrote it, with all that in mind, he also claimed that he was a secret agent the whole time.
What?
And it's a really interesting story where it's, and but the movie plays with both sides where it's like, okay, he could just be a crazy person who thinks he was a secret agent during all this time, or he was a secret agent whole time.
That movie sounds awesome.
I've tried to suggest it on the podcast. Well, back when we did the podcast.
We always shoot him down.
Yeah, you always shot it down. I was like, it's a good Sam Rockwell movie.
Sam Rockwell, guys.
But that's the thing with this movie is it didn't, like, poor direction, and it didn't ride the line enough.
Pick a side hard enough. Whereas, like, it could have been really interesting if they did just play with the, you were in her mind, this is, like, everything she's seeing, and then you're left to kind of, like, question, oh, was that narrator reliable? Like, can I trust what I saw because I was seeing it through her eyes? Or gone the complete opposite direction where it's like, all right, we're seeing it as an outsider, and same thing, you're left to decide whether it's happening in her head. Maybe you're given a little bit of evidence, but it rides the line without ever playing with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sitting in the middle without tickling.
I also feel like the scares were hit and miss.
Yes.
Like, especially even if they do it the same way. Like, so, like, they had one scene where the scene where she orgasms in her sleep because of the demon.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a good scene, especially because the effects looked like when it was, like, it just shows her boob, right? And it's, like, being messed with and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a kind of obscure shot, and, like, you're looking at it, it's like, oh, that looks really realistic. Like, that looks good. Like, that's creepy. And that's a good scene. And then they do that same thing later.
And it looks terrible.
And it looks awful. It's because they had the whole body suit. And it's very obvious. That's like, it's not even the same skin color.
No. It looks like a zombie. Like, it looks like the zombie body from The Evil Dead 2.
Yeah. And there's, like, parts where you're, like, really creeped out with the entity. And other parts where you're like, I don't even care.
Am I supposed to be scared of this?
Like, when it's a green light, that was kind of cool. It was like, it made this really cool, like, there was like a really cool soundtrack going in the background. Everybody's like, oh, and there's green in their eyes, and they're just seeing like a mysterious look, and it's like, that's kind of cool. But then there's other times where it's like, its presence doesn't feel like anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just wind.
I don't want to bring this up again, but I like, it's just my biggest problem with the whole thing. Like, look at any successful horror movie. Your monster either does one of two things. It sets up in the beginning what it can do, and it will keep doing this, like what it can do, and that thing is terrible. Like, it can kill kids, it can kill women or men, like, it doesn't matter, like it follows, it immediately shows you, oh, people aren't safe. Or it doesn't tell you what the entity can do, and it's left up to your imagination. So the whole movie, you're like, what even happens if my character that I'm following gets caught? And this movie fails to really set up either of those things. So you're like, I never felt scared of it once. Like, I was like, oh, this is terrible that she's getting raped. But like I said in the beginning, I didn't even realize that that's what was happening until someone said, oh, I got raped.
Know what they could have done to, like, probably help it for me was, so at the end, spoilers, I guess.
Well, I mean, like I said.
Yeah, it talks to her. It says, welcome home.
Yeah.
In a really creepy voice. I think it should have talked more the whole movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should have talked to her, like, throughout the whole
thing. Or at least we, like, even hinted at showing, it, like, some form to us, like really creeping us out.
Didn't they, like, briefly, like, towards the end with, like, lightning or whatever, like it was the outline of it?
That was cool. Yeah, well, like, towards the end, they take a picture of the lightning.
Yeah.
It also felt really convenient.
The lightning was like this.
Yeah, the lightning was like,
oh, it's Bigfoot!
Yeah, that was coolish. Like,
I actually disagree on the whole scares thing. Almost all of them that I remember anyway, got me pretty good. I was like, because the music to me was just so intense, like it was almost like a hammer.
The music is really good.
Hammer going into my brain. So no matter what I was watching, it just was painful. I'm like, yeah. Oh my god, oh god, what's going on?
Well, no, like we're shitting on the movie a lot. It's not terrible though.
No, it's not bad. It's just not great.
I feel like I've just seen the.
It's also too long.
Yes.
Yeah, it is too long. That's,
for a movie
that,
like
that's
that,
actually
is,
my biggest.
It really,
personally.
It really.
I think you could trim like easy. 10,
it really plays
out
with your attention span.
Too many Dutch angles too. Again, poor direction. Like there was like. Pretty much a Dutch angle every 30 seconds.
A remake could be really interesting.
There is a remake coming out.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. I when I looked up the empty, it was saying remake.
So I want to talk about the real story because like what I read about it, and I didn't do a lot of research.
She's a liar.
I just read the Wikipedia page, so take any of this with a grain of salt because someone could come in and say, you don't know anything. Wikipedia is a liar.
That'll probably be me.
But based off the Wikipedia article, which just said, you know, this is what happened to her. This is, apparently she had a history with both physical abuse and her own drug abuse. Mm-hmm. And there was no, like in the movie, it shows other people, like, seeing actual evidence of it happening, like the son breaking his wrist. None of that ever happened. There was never any secondary validation of what was happening.
Did the whole house simulation thing happen?
It didn't say anything like
no,
that.
No, I don't think anything.
In the article.
Nothing
but
that drastic.
The thing,
but they did do tests. And
yeah,
stuff
the one thing that did
that
come
was
of
true.
It is.
I was like, where did they get all that money?
Those investigators, like the investigator part, is true. Like all that happened, but the most evidence that they got was a picture of orbs. So the orb part is relatively
and,
true.
And the orb picture is actually the most debated part of it. Like people to this day are like, that's just the thing with the camera. So I'm like, no, the thing with the camera would look like this, and this is so it's like. Any other conspiracy picture where people are arguing whether it's real or not.
But to me that
I think
like,
a remake could be really good.
Like once I hear that
it could be
you
like
know,
The Conjuring, dude.
Drug abuse and physical abuse have been in the equation, I'm like, okay, well, you know, now any like I my mind is just like, oh, well, she's probably either hallucinating or making it up. Like that just seems so much more logical to me. So it kind of broke it for me a little bit after reading that. Cause like after about the halfway part where I started reading stuff, the only thing that was even remotely scary to me left was the idea that it could be, you know, have some semblance of reality.
So like imagine like, all right, now I'm not even gonna talk about the movie now. I got a sweet idea for how it would be remade. I don't know if they would do this. Probably not, cause they don't.
It's The Conjuring.
So like for like at least 30 minish it. 30 maybe halfway through, all you see is her talk about being raped, you know, and there's only like second flashes like kind of like inner cut, but and you're like, hold on, is this bullshit? Because a lot of people haven't seen the end,
yeah,
so it's
well,
not
you know,
like it's a true story that's
that could be super
wide open
interesting
already.
If they completely flip it on its head where it's like they make her more like her real life self, but push it even farther. Like she doesn't only have a history with drug abuse, but she's like a drug addict, and like no one takes her seriously at all. Like really push the fact that she is probably hallucinating.
Yeah,
and
get
then,
the audience against her.
Yeah,
and then maybe like halfway through, you just see essentially a rape scene like that, and it's just hard hitting. You're like, oh fuck, and it's like there's like a lot of good build up, and you're like. You're like, oh, this is probably fake. But then when you start to see it happen, you're like, I hope it's fake. I hope it's fake. I hope it's fake. So it plays with you in that way.
An interesting character to make the main character could be the son. Because the son, like the oldest son, I don't even know how real. Like, I don't remember. I didn't read anything about how real her son was. But I know she had four children. So that means that they took away one.
Yeah,
so one of them was probably the age that the
one of them was probably an Asian. They did cut out again.
She
had one Asian son.
But It could be really interesting if he, the whole movie is like, you know, it starts off with him just running into his mom's room. Like, the first thing you see is he's sleeping, and then you hear, and he's like, oh shit, he turned his light on, and then he runs in and he's like, Mom, what's going on? So you, as an audience member, you're introduced to the fact, like, here's your main character, his mom's crazy, and he has to go to school, maybe he has to defend his mom's honor, like, people are shitting on his mom, and he's like, you know what, no, she works hard. That could be interesting.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Movie does nothing like that.
At the time, it was still pretty fresh. I mean, in the 80s, you know.
Something I really wanted it to be do fair. Was it to, like, to build up evidence for both sides. It started to do that in the beginning where it's like they said, like, oh, she's got this problem. Her father abused her, this and that, where it's like it's building evidence that she could just be imagining it, but then it doesn't. Like, after a while, it doesn't do that. Like, it's just, again, it needs to, I feel like, more ride the line to make it interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I liked it a lot, honestly. And I enjoyed my time with it. It's flawed, but I enjoyed it in its own way for its spooky content.
Yeah,
hence why it's the Uncle Spooky Spooky of the Spooky for this week.
It is fitting for the second Uncle Spooky Spooky of the Spooky.
And in a way, it was spookier than The Guest. So ultimately, I'd say that was a good choice on our part.
It was a good choice on our part, Sam Slade.
Yeah, we chose it. The spooky, spooky of the spooky.
Sam Slade, final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
Yeah, it's okay. If you're looking for, like, a spooky movie, like, it's pretty spooky. You might like bits of it.
Yeah.
And the mom from Insidious 1 and 2, if you've seen those, she's the main character.
Yeah.
So. Is that her?
Mm-hmm.
She looked familiar.
Well, yeah, dude, she's Boxcar Bertha.
Aw, shoot. Is she?
She's Mary Magdalene in Last Temptation of Christ.
One thing I will say is
Barbara Hershey.
In the face of, like, so many other movies with, like, similar themes and motifs, like Possession came out a year before, I think it just, like...
Yeah, Possession's... Awesome. That movie's great.
I would say...
I almost suggested that this week, but I was like, I'll
again,
do that.
If just, if you haven't seen...
We're going to do our second Possession review.
If you've already seen every other movie that's better than this, and you really want a new movie to watch with your girlfriend or whatever, then I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's great.
But if you haven't seen The Possession, forget everything.
It's just called Possession, dude.
Is it not The Possession?
It's not The Possession.
If you
Possession.
Haven't seen Possession, just close out of this video. It's on Amazon.
Watch our video.
Watch our Possession video. That movie's great. I think it handles a lot of the ideas that are, or like a lot of like the spooky things that I wanted this movie to have way better.
Oh, man, Possession's so good.
Possession's the best. That movie's great, Sam Slade.
It's awesome.
All right, Sam Slade.
My what suggestions. Are your you suggestions? Guys are getting four this week.
Four spookies.
I couldn't make up my mind. Okay, so you're getting one, Tale of Two Sisters. Really,
Tale of Two Sisters.
Really freaky movie. Definitely spooky.
Oh, that's a freaky as fuck movie.
You gotta read it, but it's awesome. It's great. It's really visually
you gotta
good.
Read it. Also, it'd be easy to find because I got it. So if you just want to.
I also own it.
It's easy to find because I brought it with me.
It's really good. like genuinely creepy. Raw, which is like I'm really gonna push for this one because it's on Netflix now. I've been really wanting to see. I'm probably gonna see.
You wanted to see it the other day.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna see it this week just because it just came to Netflix and I'm like I really want to see it. You also have to read it. I found that out recently. It kind of has a.
I thought you were on my side about reading.
I am, but I want to see these movies still. Also, I've seen Tale of Two Sisters. It's great. The rest you don't have to read. Don't worry about it. In the Mouth of Madness, which I want to rewatch.
We've all seen,
but I want to rewatch it.
Yeah,
and also it'd be interesting because if we're doing Keegers next time, we also got to imagine what would be cool to talk about with Keegers. And I think that would be definitely an interesting movie to talk about with Keegers, since I'm pretty sure he does want to actually end the world and all that. So
yeah, and then I'm gonna cut my last one and put a different one because of the whole Keegers factor. Mm. It's called Father's Day. It's like a really weird like. I don't know much about it. I'm pretty sure it's like a really weird like B movie horror movie like kind of awesome. Is self aware but also is trashy. That's like a really like homosexual horror movie kind of thing. Like it's like yeah. Apparently, there's a lot of dicks in it. It's made by the same guys that made one of my favorite bad movies. It's called Manborg. Same guys that made it.
Oh.
And their biggest pull is that their special effects are like beautifully done. Like they're like really like. cheesy but really good. Like, it's like, oh, that was like a really cool effect that you did, but like obviously it's fake kind of thing. Like, they do that all the time.
Well, you've been talking about how awful that Manborg is.
Well, Manborg's really interesting. Manborg is like, it's a bad movie, but it's like, it's kind of in the same vein as like Kung Fury, where like they kind of know, but at the same time it's like, like they do it so well, they ride the line so well, that it's just like, this is just a good bad movie, you know. So yeah, both are great. But yeah, Father's Day. And that one's on Amazon Prime.
What was the second to last one? What was the name of it?
In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, right.
In the Mouth of Madness, Raw, and the Tale of Two Sisters.
No, I was thinking
of
Raw. Yeah.
Raw is probably really good. Which is that's the Uncle Mickey pick, because that one came out last year.
Few
people saw it.
Mine's between In the Mouth of Madness then, and because I'm just thinking of the Keegan factor.
Because I mean,
In the Mouth of Madness or the Dick one, Father's Day.
The Dick one. I'm kind of stuck between those two.
I'm going to go with Father's Day just because it sounds the wackiest. I feel like it'll be fun to talk about with Keegers if we do have him, which would be great if we could get him.
That'd be funny.
For any podcast listeners, because I'm not going to edit this part out of the podcast, we will be having a guest on next week, or at least we hope to be having a guest on, our friend Keegers.
Keegers.
You'll be treated to a nice dish of Keegers.
Yeah. We brought him on before we brought Brian on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
See, I'm going to vote for Father's Dick.
It's Father's Day.
Oh, what did I say?
Son's Dick.
Son's Dick.
Is it going to be up to the button? I have
so
no
here's
idea.
The, here's the thing, though. Father's Day is a wild card. I don't know if it's any good at all. I have not seen it. I barely know anything about it.
But you do know it's a horror movie, though.
I do know it's a horror movie. Okay. I will double check that just in case. Though.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive.
It's just a gay porno that Sam Slade
has
been wanting to see. That'd be so funny if it was just a full feature gay incest porn.
Action comedy horror.
Yep. As a 6?
Six out of 10 on IMDb.
Huh. I'm going to say In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh,
make it
shit.
Hard. Do we have the button, or is Samsung just going to...
I'm just going to use this dime.
That is a representative of the button.
Yes, this is not a dime.
It's diplomatic.
It's a rep.
Representation.
Yeah.
Representation?
Representation. Representation.
All right, so Kevin, call it heads or tails?
Heads.
Heads is In the Mouth of Madness. Tails is...
It is Tails. We are
watching Father's Day. Another good movie.
All right. See you guys next week. It was fun as always.
It'll be extra spooky next time.
We get spookier by the week. That Father's Day is a wild card. It could be not spooky at all.
It probably isn't. It's probably just a gay porno.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Spooky of the Week. It was sponsored by scissors.
It was. Buy your scissors. They will cut boxes and paper and your hands. I got cut by scissors.
You know, Sam said I was using my scissors the other day and I cut a piece of paper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many times?
As many times as I wanted until it broke.
You broke your paper?
No, I broke my scissors.
Well, you got to buy a new pair of scissors.
Paper.
Good for you. This is sponsored by scissors.
I got a free pair of scissors from the garbage can the other day.
Why did you need to? They're not.
I
that
also
expensive.
Got a free pair of scissors when I stole them from a third grader. They had the rounded edges.
Turns out my fingers didn't fit in them, and they also don't cut paper.
Those are literally the most useless pieces of shit. Like,
we are sponsored by scissors, Alec. What are you doing?
I'm shooting holes in our sponsor boat. When
did you get scissors?
I want toilet or poop geek back, or whatever our first sponsor was. I don't remember.
There was no first sponsor.
No, it was.
Yeah, but they're dead to us now. We're scissors now.
We are all scissors.
When did you get scissors last, Kevin?
I got scissors pretty recently, actually. I had to cut up a bunch of paper for a project.
Mm.
It was very helpful.
I was hoping you were gonna say I saw some like girl scissoring on a video.
Girls are always scissoring all my favorite videos.